DeepEnglish.com. Fat, sick, and nearly dead. Fluency Booster, Part C. The average American eats 30% meat, 60% processed foods, 5% whole grains, and just 5% fresh fruits and vegetables. How much processed foods do Americans eat? Americans eat 60% processed foods. What about meat? Americans eat 30% meat. How about whole grains? Americans eat 5% whole grains. How about fresh fruits and vegetables? Americans eat just 5% fresh fruits and vegetables. The 90% of meat and processed foods are so overcooked that most of the nutrition is lost. Is the typical American diet overcooked? Yes, the typical American diet is overcooked. What is the problem with the overcooked food that Americans eat? The food is so overcooked, most of the nutrition is lost. This diet has made Americans some of the most unhealthy and overweight people in the world. What country has some of the most unhealthy and overweight people in the world? America has some of the most unhealthy and overweight people in the world. Most of the nutrients that we need to keep our bodies healthy are in fresh fruits and vegetables. But Americans eat very little of these healthy foods. What kinds of foods have the nutrients that we need to keep our bodies healthy? Fresh fruits and vegetables have the nutrients we need to keep our bodies healthy. Do Americans eat a lot of fruits and vegetables? No, they don't eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. They eat very little fruits and vegetables. Without these nutrients, people like Phil develop digestion problems, blood problems, and eventually have heart attacks or get cancer. What kind of problems do people like Phil develop? People like Phil develop digestion problems, blood problems, and eventually have heart attacks. The 5% of fresh fruits and vegetables that the average American eats is just not enough. Do Americans eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables? No, Americans don't eat enough fresh fruits and vegetables. Phil and Joe brought that 5% to 100% during their 60-day juice fast. How much fresh fruits and vegetables did Phil and Joe have during the 60-day juice fast? They had 100% fresh fruits and vegetables during the 60-day juice fast. They supercharged their bodies with a large amount of nutrients to help them heal quickly. But they knew that it was only the beginning. Doing a juice fast wasn't a quick fix. How did they supercharge their bodies? They supercharged their bodies with a large amount of nutrients. Was the juice fast a quick fix? No, the juice fast wasn't a quick fix. To stay healthy, they had to make permanent changes to the way they ate and lived their lives. Did they make temporary changes? No, they didn't make temporary changes. They made permanent changes. After the fast, they still ate the occasional junk food, but they focused on mainly eating fresh fruits and vegetables. How often did they eat junk food? They still ate the occasional junk food. What were they mainly eating? They were mainly eating fresh fruits and vegetables. They both are now much healthier and do short 10-day juice fasts a few times a year. Do they still do juice fasts? Yes, they do short 10-day juice fasts a few times a year. They no longer have to take medicine for their urticaria and other health problems. Have they stopped taking medicine for urticaria? Yes, they have stopped taking medicine for urticaria. They have much more energy. They have much lower cholesterol and lower blood pressure. What happened to their energy? They have much more energy. What happened to their cholesterol and blood pressure? They have lower cholesterol and blood pressure. They both have become healthy on the inside and outside, but Phil made the biggest improvement. Who made the biggest improvement, Phil or Joe? Phil made the biggest improvement. After his 2-month fast, and then about 6 months of eating mainly fruits and vegetables, he went from being a big bear of a man at 195 kilograms to only weighing 135 kilograms. How much did Phil weigh before? Before, Phil weighed 195 kilograms. How much does Phil weigh now? Phil now weighs 135 kilograms. When he started his fast, it was painful and difficult for him to walk even a short distance. He was so fat, he was ashamed to see his children. Now he runs and plays football with his son. Is it still difficult for Phil to walk? No, it's not difficult for Phil to walk. Who does he run and play football with? Now he runs and plays football with his son. Phil quit his job as a truck driver and now gives workshops, inspiring other people to also change their food and change their life. Check out Joe's movie, Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead, to learn more. Did Phil quit his job? Yes, Phil quit his job. What does he do now? He now gives workshops inspiring other people to also change their food and change their life.